But Walter Chrysler became deeply interested in the car. He would have thought about producing it. And he came out the year after I produced my first Dymaxion. He came out with his Airflow. And he wanted to look at my Dymaxion. He said, and incidentally, there was a New York automobile show. That the automobile show was of very great importance in those years. And the New York Automobile Show of 1934, still the old Grand Central Palace on Lexington Avenue, the Chrysler Company, then getting enormous preparation to confront the public with Airflow, the word Airflow coming suddenly in, streamlining. They took the main position at the show. It was, this, remember, this is still very depth of depression, 34, you're just 2 years out of the New Deal presidency, just starts even though he's elected in 32, 33, so 1 year out of the depth of the depression. And so not many people have much money to take on space. The Chrysler Company had taken this very prominent space, but the automobile show couldn't sell much space to others, so they had given me free and asked me to bring in my Dymaxion cars, a feature for the show, but I wasn't paying anything. So Chrysler Company said they would not pay for this very prominent, the front position of the show, unless they threw my car out.